With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting investigators are collecting evidence from the cargo ship that plowed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge and caused its collapse. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is asked about the possibility of criminal charges against the ship and says nothing is being ruled out at this time.
It's still too early in the investigation to rule anything in or out, but we know that the investigation, wherever it leads, that we will follow wherever the investigation leads.
At least 8 people fell into the water and 2 were rescued. The other 6 are missing and presumed dead, but the search continued today. There's been an exchange of fire along the Lebanon-Israel border.
An Israeli airstrike on a paramedics center linked to a Lebanese Sunni Muslim group in southern Lebanon has killed 7 of its members and, officials say, triggered a rocket attack from Lebanon that killed 1 person in northern Israel. The hit comes a day after airstrikes and rocket attacks between Israel's military and Lebanon's Hezbollah group along the Lebanese-Israel border, raising concerns of further escalation along the frontier that's been active for the past 5 months of the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Many Americans are unenthusiastic about a November rematch of the 2020 presidential election, but presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump appears to stoke more fear and anger among Democrats than President Joe Biden does among Republicans. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research. A potential Trump victory inspires more excitement among Republicans than a Biden win does among Democrats, though, highlighting a potential weak point for Biden. The findings are notable in an unusual campaign pitting an incumbent president against his predecessor. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 477 points. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is developing in Australia.
Lawmakers there are considering a recommendation by the country's Law Reform Commission that religious schools no longer be exempt from the Sex Discrimination Act. If the exemption were nullified, Christian schools would have to hire LGBT people and allow transgender students to live as the opposite sex in class. The Australian Christian Schools Alliance says the recommendation is, quote, a direct attack on faith and freedom of belief. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another raid on a house church in China. International Christian Concern reports police in Anhui Province arrested nearly 20 people in the raid, the second such assault on the congregation in 8 weeks. It's officially illegal to worship outside of a state-controlled church in China, and the Communist Party's in the midst of a new crackdown on believers. Authorities state Chinese citizens must not have an allegiance to anyone above the party. This is SRN News. Shares of Donald Trump's social media company rose about 16% in the first day of trading, Bob Agnew reports.
The winning session boosted the value of Donald Trump's large stake in the company, as well as that of smaller investors, many of whom purchased shares as a show of support for the former president. Trump holds a nearly 60% stake in Trump Media and Technology Group. Based on Tuesday's closing stock price, the company, which runs the social media platform Truth Social, is worth about $4.6 billion. Bob Agnew, Washington.
2 large portraits of the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny have been spray-painted on a property owned by the family of a former Czech foreign minister behind a monument to Soviet soldiers in Vienna. The portraits on the wall behind the monument, which already was painted in Ukraine's blue and yellow national colors after Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine, were completed Wednesday. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.